On Saturday, the 18th of March, the Brisbane community joined the Black People's Union and Treaty before the Voice members in protesting against the Voice to Parliament. While support for the Voice is widespread, some sections of the population, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, have dismissed the Voice as inconsequential, arguing the focus should instead be on establishing a treaty. Activists and protesters argue a Voice will only lead to talk, and the real goal should be a law that guarantees the civil rights of First Nations peoples. The Wire's Chloe White attended the rally and spoke with protesters and organisers of the event.
Our first speaker was Sam Watson, member of the Black People's Union.
It was an offer that was given without any demand. It's an offer that's been given by the government that we've never asked for. We've never asked for a voice. We've asked for justice, for treaty, for action. We've asked for land. We've never asked for a voice to Parliament. It's the most useless, most tokenistic gesture that could have possibly been offered. It's an advisory body that has no veto power over the government's decisions. It is a body that is not elected by Aboriginal people or anyone but the government. And that body has no accountability to the community that it supposedly represents. I don't know why anyone would think that a Labor government policy such as the Voice, would be anything that delivers justice. We deserve better than an advisory body. We deserve better than the meager things that the Labor government has tried to provide. And the only way to get it really is to demand it. They also are voting on a voice to Parliament that is not elected by the people that it supposedly represents. It's elected by the government.
Our next speaker was M. Randall, member of the Black People's Union.
What we deserve will never come from a colonising government. It will come from blackfellas on the ground demanding what is ours, to let 97% of the colonial population vote on our lives and our countries is violence. We are only 3% of the population and a third of us are under 15. If every blackfella who could vote on this continent voted exactly the same, it wouldn't mean shit, because we have 97% of the colonial population voting about our lives. Resist the referendum. Vote no and give us back our keys to our livelihoods.
If you want to get involved with Treaty Before Voice, they're doing stuff Wednesday nights at 6 p.m.
In my fight now, there's only two types of people in this country, an ally or an accomplice. Win this one. We got till August, let's win it. Turn up and show people what it means. Governments don't make things happen. People make it happen.
There's stuff planned right around the country. We just got to go ahead and get it done.
That was Uncle Coco, member of the Treaty Before Voice movement.
Who are the organisers of today and what is your message?
Myself, I'm Randall, I'm Sam Watson, and our message is that we demand better voice. So not just no to the voice to Parliament, but also that we demand more. We deserve so much greater than just an advisory body for the government.
Was M. Randall discussing the message of today? I now speak with Sam Watson.
The Black People's Union, our position is that on a grassroots level, Aboriginal people should be focusing on treating with each other rather than going into treaty negotiations with the government, because we're not in a strong position to go into treaty negotiations at the moment. What we're demanding is a whole range of immediate reforms for deaths and incarceration, on the climate. But those demands are all concrete demands. They're not demands like the voice, which is a wishy-washy, vague improvement that promises no real concrete action. The demands that we're making are for changes that will materially impact Aboriginal people's lives.
Why are you here and how do you feel being in this rally with the Brisbane community?
I think it's really important for all settlers on colonial land to come and show solidarity with the Indigenous peoples of any land that they're part of. I think it's really important to be understanding why the Black People's Union is so consistent on voting no, and why it's so important to be well informed about the referendum.
That was supporter and protester at the Treaty Before Voice rally, Afrida, ending the report from The Wire's Chloe White.